Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Science and Spirituality Podcast. Kevin Carton here, and today we're going to focus on how to access and bring forth more of your own presence. Now, there's a lot of conversation, information, books, studies, courses even on being present, how we can access that more. And so this episode is not to be a full conversation about it, a full complete sharing about it, but I did want to start with this conversation because presence is so important. I believe actually you can make a whole life study out of this. I know that one particular book that resonates with a lot of people about presence is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle and how to be in this now moment. So we're going to be diving into a bunch of that today. But again, this episode is not complete knowing of all the things that you need to know or that would be very helpful to be more present and being in the now. But of course, it's the things that have helped me to really be more present in my own life. So I want to start with why. Why do we even want to bring more presence into our life, to be here now more and more frequently and more deeply in our life? So I first and foremost believe why this is important for each one of us is because the only way that we actually live a life that we love is by being present in the moment. Now, that can be very challenging when we have circumstances that are really difficult to deal with, when there's pain in our body, when there's hurt in our emotions, when there is anxiety in our minds or the frantic scattered thought. That's only just within ourselves, but then externally, there might be some things going on in your life that are difficult to deal with. Maybe some challenges in relationships, maybe a lack of relationships that you feel lonely. Maybe it's the difficulty in your work that you're not doing work that you love and you feel that you just want to get away from the grind, the daily grind of work. Maybe it's that you're feeling challenged financially. Like there's so many different challenges within life that we just want to escape from. And that is a challenge for most people in our modern world and our 21st century, right? Yeah. But so I think it's a big part of it is because of technology. It's taken us away from our present self, our being embodied, being aware and present in ourself. So I don't think it's bad that it happens. I think there's just a lot more we have to work on in ourselves to be more present because there's so many distractions from technology, social media, our ever-connected world. But then again, also, as I was sharing before, all the circumstances of our life from the external, what's going on in our life, but then also internal in our own being of what we're challenged with. So there's challenge there, but I believe, as I shared, that presence is the way in which, or the doorway through which we live a life we love. And ultimately it does change our circumstances because as we are more present in our here and now moment, we then can make the changes that are necessary to change our external world, or of course, internal world for sure. You have to be present in order to do that. But think about it. The only place that you could ever actually make a different decision to think differently to change your life is here and now. It's this present moment. And in Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, he discusses how the only thing that's real is here and now. It's this present moment. And he calls it the eternal now, meaning that it's always a now moment. So while we think that we have a future, while we think that we have a past, truth is those are fictions of our own mind or figments of our own imagination until it becomes the present. So, I mean, that's different, I guess, a little bit for our past, but definitely our future. God willing, and we hold that we have a bright future and that we have a long time to live, but it's always going to be here in this present moment now. So when, let's say I'm 29 now, I'm going to be 30 in December, and at least 2022 when I'm recording this, and I have an idea of what it would be like to enter my 30s, but I'm not going to be there until that day comes and that now moment happens. So when I get to that birthday, if I do, I'm holding as well, then there is a now moment right there when I turn 30 on December 13th, 2022. So it's always the now moment, but it's so often that we get pulled away from the now moment. And that's, again, for all the different difficulties we all face in life. And we all have our own unique challenges we face, both internally and externally. But presence, being here now, is the move that you can make that really changes things for you. So I want to give you some ideas, some tools, some things to work on to help you be more present. And there's a couple of things that have helped me immensely in my life. But as I want to reiterate again, what I said at the very beginning of this episode is that this is not a complete study or a complete, I don't even know what to call it, honestly, like a complete idea, of course, of being present, because there's so much more. And especially also in the experience of being here now, being in the present moment, there's so much depth that cannot be covered in a short episode. And honestly, I don't even think could be covered at all ever in totality with just our words, because it's an experience. But so speaking of that experience, how you can get into it, because I imagine that you listening to this episode, you probably already know the power of presence. So of course you want to just learn how to deepen that and access that more often. So first and foremost, some couple of tools, and then I'll invite some different stories and share with you how to apply this. So first and foremost, the first tool is to use your breath to bring you into the present moment. Because we can only actually breathe in the here and now. It's impossible to breathe in our past because it's gone. It's happened. And again, the future hasn't happened yet. And so we have not been, we can't, it's impossible to be able to breathe physically in tomorrow. And once tomorrow happens, then it's going to be here and now. Again, so when you use your breath, when you focus on your breath, you're brought into this present moment immediately, just like that. Personally, for me, I love to use my breath more in a specific way by taking deep breaths. Our breath is a automatic experience. Usually it's something that we don't control. It's an involuntary part of our experience as being human. And it's in our biology that just, it works. It just happens. And our physiology, I guess, more accurately. But so it just happens. But when you take the voluntary control of your breath, then you could bring it more deeply into your experience. You can actually access more of the present moment by breathing in a different way. And my favorite way of breathing to bring myself into the present moment is shifting the way in which I breathe. Because often we breathe very shallowly. We breathe usually just in our chest. If you just notice even right now as you're listening and notice the quality of breath, notice where your breath goes. Usually it's just in the upper part of our torso. It's in our chest where our lungs are. But if you focus on your breath and bring it deeper, I like to expand my belly as I take a deep breath in. And then I slowly exhale out through my mouth. And I invite you to try that out again. If you didn't yet, try that out now. Breathing in deeply, taking in more oxygen into your body and expand your belly as you breathe in. And then as you exhale, slowly release that breath through your mouth. So what this does for you in your nervous system, this is a scientific aspect of it, because spiritually it's about being here in the present moment. The tool of using your breath is actually a lot of in our physiology of how it helps. So usually when we're not present, when we're worried about the future, are rehearsing the past and some hurt, or thinking about just what we need to do tomorrow, or just getting anxious, like any of the states of being that we're not here in this present moment, usually the sympathetic side of our nervous system is activated. and the sympathetic nervous system is in charge of fight, flight, and freeze responses in our body. Chances are you've heard of that. It's the part of our physiology that keeps us safe, that keeps us alive, actually, over the tens of thousands of years our species has walked this earth. And so it's very primal. It is wholly in charge of our survival, in essence. So when that part of our nervous system is activated, it's very difficult to be in this present moment because we're always looking outside of us, looking for danger and looking for how we could be safe. And so while it's useful, it takes us away from being here now in this present moment, which most often there is safety. It's just a perceived threat that maybe like, oh, worried about the future again, or about what might happen tomorrow, or just in the next hour, or again, the past. So it takes us out of the present moment. So when you breathe in that particular way, when you take the deep breaths, it shifts your nervous system. You move away from the sympathetic nervous system response, fight, flight, freeze, and you activate the parasympathetic nervous system. It's the other side of the autonomic nervous system in our bodies. And that side of our nervous system is wholly in charge of rest, relaxation, digestion, and creation. In other words, creating more of what we would love in our life. So as we take more deep breaths, we're able to access the present moment in much more deeper ways, which then allows us, gives us the opportunity to make changes that we actually want to make. There's more power. It's not just a mental idea now, or it's not a mental work. Because sometimes I found in my life that as I recognize that I'm not in the present moment, I try to think myself out of it, and it does not work. Thinking often doesn't make the change that we want because we haven't changed our physiology. We haven't changed the way in which our body is working in our reality, because we're often stuck in that fight, flight, or freeze response. So taking the deep breaths allows you to access the present moment in much easier and much more deep ways in your life. So that's the first tool, deep breaths. And chances are you've known that, but I'd invite you to question and ask yourself, how could I apply this more consistently in my life? Because especially in those moments that we're taken away from the present moment, when we're thinking about the future, worried about the past, or challenge internally with whatever state that we're dealing with that is a low vibration or is in survival mode, it can be difficult to really access the present moment because, again, we think we have to do something or get somewhere, be somewhere else, have different results in order to be present. But it's backwards. You be present first, and then the circumstance changes. The situation, the challenge begins to evolve. It changes, it evolves. It moves away from being something that's challenging or difficult, really, that is hard to change, and it moves into being an opportunity for your own growth. So use your breath more. Maybe it might be for you because you might use your breath. You might have already known that, but this is a good repetition, at least, if you have not heard this. So that's the first tool. Second tool, I actually want to share with you from a book that I've been reading. It's called The Enlightenment Project by Jonathan Robinson. He was on our podcast just last week. It's episode 155. And so if you want to dive deeper into this idea I'm going to bring to you right now, obviously you could definitely listen to that episode with Jonathan Robinson. It was a phenomenal conversation. And I've been reading his book because we talked a lot about his book on episode 155. But in chapter, let's see exactly what chapter this is. The title is Know Thy Blind Spots is the chapter I was reading from. Know Thy Blind Spots, chapter 8 in his book, The Enlightenment Project. And there's one simple question that can help us be more present here and now. And it's a question that helps us reflect and realize what's taking us away from the present moment. Because once you recognize and are aware of what takes you away from the present moment, it's much easier to draw yourself back and welcome yourself home more in your body, in your mind, in yourself, in the present moment. So the question, very simply, is what is my reason for not being more fully present right now? What is my reason for not being more fully present right now? And I want to read you what he says about this, because it's really brilliant, this one paragraph that goes deeper into this question. He says, as you ask this question, your reasons or excuses for not being more fully present will quickly become apparent. When I first asked this question, my initial answers were responses such as, I'm too busy now, or I have to first get this particular project done. As I kept asking the question throughout the day, I began to see that I was always thinking I was too busy or needed to get something done before I could focus on being fully present. In other words, I had a nonstop excuse running in my head that always took as being true, Once I saw this belief and thought pattern, it began to impact me less. I was able to go against my tendency to habitually think, quote unquote, now is not the right time to awaken further, and instead sink deeper into beingness, even when engaged in my daily activities. I suggest you try asking this question yourself. If you do, soon enough, you'll see subtle patterns and thoughts that keep you from greater presence. Once you consciously see those patterns, you will no longer be a victim to them. So it's, in essence, a similar thing I was saying before, is that as you're more aware, then it becomes easier to be more present. Not that you have to do anything different. It's actually a letting go. Often we think, it's like, what more can I do? What more do I have to do? What do I need to change? And it takes us outside of ourselves. Whereas that simple question of what's my reason for not being fully present right here and now, or more fully present, it helps you recognize the things that you're holding on to that you can just simply release. You can simply let go. And that letting go process becomes easier and easier over time. So ask yourself that now. And maybe you already got an answer, but I'll repeat the question one more time that may help spark some ideas for you as you're listening. What is my reason for not being more fully present right now? And I'll share with you an example personally in my life. So at the recording of this, I'm recording this on September 27th. I know it'll be released a little bit later, but my wedding is September 30th. So I'm getting married to the love of my life, Vivian Rodriguez, on September 30th. And I'm so thrilled. I'm so looking forward to this new chapter in my life. And I had dinner with my uncle, my aunt, my cousins yesterday with Vivian. And on our way to dinner, we were talking, Vivian and I were talking, and just seeing how each other were feeling about our upcoming wedding. And both of us agreed that we're so ready. We're so ready to make this commitment to each other. We've been together for over 4 years now. We've had wanted to be married for the last two. I proposed about a year and 3 months ago. So we're ready in that aspect. But what we both noticed for each other was like, wow, we're a little bit nervous about this party that's coming up that we're throwing, our wedding day, because there's the total count is 71 people that are going to be attending. And we noticed our nervousness around that. And as we asked and questioned ourselves more deeply about this, we realized it's actually a very similar question we asked ourselves, not so much exactly like what reason am I not being fully present right now? But we asked ourselves like, we noticed that nervousness, like a bit of worry about like, oh, the day to come. And we recognize that for both of us, it's very similar. Hers is a little bit different, but for me, I'll speak to my own. My nervousness was coming around, oh, like I'm nervous about, well, will people have a good time? Will people like the day, like the decorations we have, or the wedding ceremony we have planned, or like, will people have a good time? Like I was wondering or worrying, will I get this right? Or will I do something wrong? I'm worried about that. And as I just recognized and noticed that, I was like, oh, wow, it's just a part of me wanting to feel more safe, ultimately, to have more presence. And as I recognized that nervousness, and for what it was, of course, of just an actual genuine concern and wanting to have for my family, Viv's family, to have a great time, I recognized that it just started to release, just started to drop as I acknowledged it. I took deep breaths for sure. And recognize like, wow, yeah, it's actually just wanting people to have a good time. So there's nothing to be worried about. And what I can do right now in this present moment is to recognize also, this was an insight from Viv, which I'm very appreciative of, is that everyone joining together for this celebration is here to celebrate our love together, not to judge us, not to make us wrong or to have something different so it's their way, but to actually just be there that day for the celebration of our union that we're entering into. And I, as I just recognized that, that truth, it sunk deeper. I was able to be more present on that car ride and then definitely more present at dinner with my family, or that part of my family. And just, it was a great time. And I now, there's so much more peace, so much more presence now as we're approaching our wedding. And so when you're listening to this, I will be a married man. And of course, my intention is to have deep presence in that day. So the breath, as well as that question, can be really powerful tools for helping you be more present in your here and now. So I hope this has helped you, my friend. And I want to offer you as a gift, something else that may be helpful for you to be more present as well. You may or may not have heard this as a gift that I often give, but as a certified life coach running my business for the last 5 years, often it's about once a month, I offer gifts or what I call strategy sessions, a complimentary call with me where I get to help you in, first and foremost, definitely being more present. But we first talk about the challenges that you're facing, the things you might be feeling stuck with in your life, so that I can help you be more present with those challenges, to see them more clearly, so that they can have less hold on you in your life. Secondly, in this call, we'll be able to get more clear on your vision, how you could be more present with the life you'd love to live and to create in this present moment now. So we'll get clear on your dream and your vision. And then the third part of the call is we'll get clear on action steps, what you can do to bridge the gap from where you are to where you love to be in your life. And so these calls are complimentary. As I said, they're an absolute gift from me. I only have a certain amount of them every month. I gift them out. And so this month in October, I have about a dozen of these calls available. And so you can, if this resonates with you in this present moment, if you feel guided to have this call with me, you can click the link in the description of this episode. It'll take you to my online calendar. You could see the times that I have available for these sessions, and you could book that call. There's a handful of questions to answer too, so you could be more present with what's going on for you here and now, and send those over to me so I can help you in the time when we have that call. So this is an absolute gift from me, although the value of this is $250 because it's a one-to-one call with me. So it's an amazing offer. It's an amazing opportunity, I believe, for you to be more present, open up more, to get more connected with the life you'd love to live and make the changes that you want to make in your life. So if that resonates with you, then you can go click the link in the description of this episode and book that call. And again, these sessions fill up. Again, I'm about to have about 12 of these in this month of October. So if it resonates with you, do that as soon as possible. And I look forward to having that conversation with you if it resonates. If it doesn't, all good. If you feel guided that it's not for you, I fully respect that and I welcome you here on the podcast anyway, of course. So thank you for listening. Really appreciate you being here. And I will talk with you on another episode. Peace. And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton
or at Chris J. Carton or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.